The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Oh, what boy. Is your beige flag? This was a term. How long has this been around? Like, have you, I feel like the last 6 months, that term has exploded. I assume it started as a trend on TikTok way before that.
Yeah, I think so.
And then I caught up. But I see that term all the time now. Beige flag, like red flags. We all know what that is when you start to date someone or you get to know someone on a friend level and they start doing things and people say, oh, that's a red flag. You don't want them in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Raging narcissist or whatever else the problem might be.
Yeah, angry drunk, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
But beige flag might be something you find charming at first.
Oh, I just saw an example. Like somebody who dunks Oreos in water instead of milk.
What? Did someone do that?
People do that? So yeah, or it's not the end of the world, but it's effed up.
I told y'all we used to dip milk or bread in milk or bread in sweet tea. White bread and sweet tea. That was like a great little snack. Soggy bread.
Did you ball it up first? Or did you just
kind of depended. Some days I'd like to squish it where it got back to that doughy feel and then I'd dunk it. But some days I just went in there, you know, full bread, just fresh.
This one from Nashville. My flag is I'm very blunt to the point. I try not to be rude, but oftentimes I'm an a-hole. I think that's a red flag.
That's a more of a red flag.
At the very least, it's pink.
Or beige flag because you don't know that you're autistic yet. You're just like brutally honest.
Yeah, maybe.
Honestly,
yeah.
I mean,
could be. Yeah.
Gosh, I started thinking about this. I think I'm mostly beige flags. I mean, most of me is just something you tolerate. I don't know.
I'd have a yard full probably.
This one. this one. This would be a red flag for me. She writes, I've been waiting to tell you guys this for so long, and I was just waiting for my favorite morning show to bring up a topic where I could wedge it in, and you've done it. When we are watching a show or movie with any kind of shooting, be it guns, lasers, cannons, whatever, my husband, and we've been married 18 years, always makes silly shooting noises. Like pew pew pew,
bang bang.
Every time,
I can't decide if it's annoying or adorable. It depends on the moment for me.
Does he realize he's doing it, or do you think it's just one of those? Yeah, we need a follow up.
I can't. I'm sure she's mentioned it to him. Like, hey, you know, we're watching.
Yeah,
I don't know. Dunkirk. It's like a really Saving Private Ryan.
He'd have a seizure if he did it during Saving Private Ryan.
Like, it's so gory and sad, and he's just there going pew pew pew.
I can see that being hilarious once if you're sitting next to somebody and they're not expecting it and you go pew pew. Like, but all the time,
Kelly, do you have a beige flag?
I think my beige flag is that I enjoy, if I see something like your bookshelves don't make sense, I'll rearrange them so they look better. It's rude.
It is.
But it's a little beige because most of the time when I've done that, people are like, wow, I needed to refresh that. I just didn't know it. And I look at them and I think to myself, I did.
They're being polite.
Yeah. I know.
They're definitely
being polite. But even if they're not, you know, I mean, I think if you said, hey, I have an idea for your shelf. Can I arrange? And if you don't like it, I'll put it right back.
Mm-hmm. I think that's my base flag.
If you came over and said that, I'd go, all right. I mean, I guess, sure.
Yeah.
And then it probably would be better.
Yeah.
But if you just did it, I'd be like, get out.
I guess another beige flag would be.
What are you doing?
Another beige flag, I think, is like you could pretty much talk me into getting on a bus if it sounds cool.
Yeah.
Like I'm a yes person.
You are. That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Oh, I think it's beige.
Yeah, I think it's pretty beige too.
I mean, you got to keep an eye on her like a puppy.
Yeah, I don't know, gullibility.
Yeah, this is my beige flag. I'll fall for anything pretty much. And then when I figure it out, it's never too late. I've gotten out of it safely each time.
It's
questionably,
true.
But safely. My husband.
Is that fun? Is that the first time you said that?
It's weird to say
Isn't
now.
It weird to say for
yeah,
a while?
It yeah, is. His beige flag is that he really enjoys finding new hobbies. Like, he loves finding new hobbies, and he's good at it. Like, his mandolin playing.
He commits to it.
Oh, yeah, and now he's got three mandolins.
Three mandolins?
Wow.
Yeah, I told you.
Was he learning to play it with his feet, too?
He bought one, and then a family friend passed one down to him, and then he ended up meeting this guy in a band, and the guy was like, the one that you're learning on is actually really difficult. You should get this one, and so he bought that.
Makes sense then.
Same with his yoga. He's got like three different yoga mats, and now he's certified to.
How many yoga mats do? Why would you have three? Is
he
one
went
are they for
one.
Moods?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's on it all the time. He wore it out.
Different thicknesses.
Yeah. Well, that too. Yeah.
I feel like hurting my feet today. So this one has rocks in it.
I need more. I need the grippy one today. Yeah.
Steve, is your car stuff? Would Annette describe that as your beige flag?
Probably. I think so.
Or does it not? Because it doesn't bother her.
No. It definitely
doesn't
bother her.
But she probably isn't like, man, I hope he gets another Jeep.
She is so uninterested. So uninterested.
That's probably it. Yeah. Maitland, do you have a beige flag?
I think I have a couple. But one of mine, I think, is I live the little treat lifestyle.
What does that mean?
Like, I can't stop at a gas station or go run errands or anything without getting myself a little treat. Like,
interesting.
Getting coffee, stopping for coffee, or if I'm at the gas station, I'm going to get a fun little drink.
Someone wrote in and said they said, whenever I go to a store, if it's a gas station or if I go grocery shopping, I get a drink.
Yeah.
I always get something.
I have a very difficult time not buying peanut M&Ms when I see them.
Really?
Like, no matter what. I could have just eaten a bag of them, and I'll buy another bag of them.
I wouldn't think that's a beige flag, though.
Like, yeah.
I mean, if every time you go somewhere, you get a tub of them. Like, that'd be a weird
thing. I do. I always get the share size, and I think, share.
I know. I do laugh at share nice size. One. Like, share. This is definitely single serve.
Matt in West Michigan writes, my beige flag is that I collect He-Man figures. I'm at 49 so far. P.S. I'm 45 years old.
Red flag. Not beige. Red.
You think so? Why?
Yes.
What makes that worse than any other collection?
Because some of the collections might actually have some intrinsic value later. He-Man doesn't. No one cares about He-Man. That's like having Beanie Babies now.
They're probably valuable.
I'm sure some are. But,
all collections are beige flags. You name a collection, that's a beige flag.
If it's big enough, if it's big enough and extensive enough, I think so. I think if you've got a couple of things here and there. But,
if other people know you collect it.
If you've got a room dedicated to something, red flag. A shelf, beige flag. Fair?
That's fair. Yeah.
Like, no, I think it could be a room and still a beige flag.
Man, like,
only
I
because
know.
I know people who have had that or do have that, and
what
they're
they
normal
have?
Good people. My uncle had a beer can collection in one room in the basement
red.
And a hat collection
red,
in the other.
Red.
You'd have loved my uncle. He was a wonderful man.
I'm sure he was a nice man, but it was still a red flag.
You should be able to combine that into one room. Though.
It wasn't room.
That's too many.
That's the red flag.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
That's the
if
red
there's
flag.
But it
not
didn't spread
room.
All through his house. You had to be a welcomed guest into the basement. What about our friend Combs, who has the huge Star Wars collection?
Huge red flag.
It's not a red flag. That guy is nothing but beige.
Hey, don't hear that. You're beige. You're only beige.
I'm defending you. Please don't defend me anymore. This one, my partner's beige flag is that when he is ranting about something, he slips into random accents without realizing it. He's trying to be furious about something and then boom, Scottish accent.
Oh, boy.
Kelly does that.
I do that
all the time. You do that when you're anxious.
Yeah,
she'll go into Australian or, I mean, you really southern it up with certain words.
Oh, yeah. I do like slipping in and out of accents. That's a beige flag. I also feel like most of the time what I wear, you could also put on a toddler and that would be fine. So I think that's a beige flag. I do feel like I'm still shopping at Limited too, even though I'm not.
My eating is definitely a beige flag.
Yeah.
Pretty borderline red.
Yeah, that you'll order chicken tenders at like a super fancy like fish steakhouse.
Hey, if they're on the
whatever.
Menu.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they want to make it. Collecting poker. I collect poker chips from golf courses I have played.
Poker
chips
from golf courses?
That's weird.
Oh,
I think a beige flag would be if you get up during a movie or a TV show to go and go to the bathroom or get a drink or get a snack, and you don't ask the person that you're watching the movie with to pause it. That's a beige flag.
Like they just leave and miss stuff?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That drives me insane.
That drives me crazy. Every time somebody gets up, I always pause it. They're like, no, you don't have to pause it. And I go, I do.
Yes, I do.
Because now you're going to come back in 2 minutes and then not know what happened. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to ask.
Oh,
so
see, my anxiety,
I will just pause it.
My anxiety would set in and be like, oh, do you not care for it? We don't. I won't. We can just change it.
Right?
Like, you don't want me to pause
What can
this?
I do? What can I do to make this better?
You must be so bored with this show.
Yeah.
This text.
I want to watch it. So.
This is from Sarah in Grand Rapids. My beige flag is that I will correct your grammar while you're speaking, even though I failed English in school and I hated it.
I think my girlfriend discovered a beige flag on our way back from vacation.
Because, of yours?
Yes. Because I don't even know how it came up. We're just talking. And then she goes, you know what? You know what I really like? That you don't sit around quoting movies all the time. And I go, oh, boy.
Oops.
I go, I guess you just haven't. You probably just didn't know I was doing it a couple of times.
Right. Maybe my references aren't good enough.
Maybe it's from a movie you haven't seen or you haven't seen me around any of my friends.
Owings immediately replies with, well, this is awkward.
Milk was a bad choice. Yeah. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. So I laughed at that. I go, well, let's just give it time.
Text from Lansing. I like to smell people. I think that's a beige flag. I try not to make it obvious, but sometimes it's hard to do.
Yeah, that's serial killer stuff.
Maybe we should twist it in the next segment. You tell us what you think is some sort of flag, and we will tell you the color. Because this text... Now, I'll save it for the beginning of the next segment. They want to know what color their flag is. Is it beige? Is it yellow? Is it red? I don't even know what yellow would mean. Like, proceed, but be cautious.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
That's what yellow would mean. I said I didn't know what it meant.
And then you
and
said
then
it.
Defined it.
Yeah, you did.
Another beige flag there.
Yeah.
All right. Talks, but doesn't know what he's saying.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.